At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Fritzy just corrected me. NBA MVP voting ended last night at 11:59 Eastern. Thank you, Todd, for keeping me straight here. I was wondering where Steph Curry is going to end up in the MVP race. The Joker's going to win. Greek Freak's going to be there. Joel Embiid will be there. I think Chris Paul and Steph Curry might be splitting some votes. I think people looking at those two and saying, you know what? They provided a lot of value, but the other players were probably better players. Chris Paul did what you want a valuable player to do. He came in and he was a true leader and overachieved. I mean, at this age, to be doing what he's doing at that position, pretty remarkable. Steph hit the rewind machine, the Wayback machine to 2015. I don't know if he had a run back then when he won back-to-back MVPs, but that was any better than what he did in a 20-game stretch this season. And his team is in the play-in tournament. And before you go, well, there's no chance that the Lakers are going to lose. Yeah, there is a chance. There's always a chance. And we put ourselves in a corner where we go, there's that team has no chance. That player has no chance. Yes, they do. The Warriors have a chance to pull off a surprise. Now, do I think they will? No. But there is that chance that Steph Curry goes crazy and his teammates all of a sudden step up. But the Lakers have to lose back-to-back games. If they lose to Golden State, then they get the winner of Memphis and San Antonio. And I know people will say, well, of course they'll beat them. You know, we're just rubber stamping that the Lakers are all of a sudden healthy. They're not. And I think people have to understand that. If you're going to knock the Lakers off, you got to get them early. Because I do think once they start to get going, get back into what they were earlier in the year, then they're going to be the team to beat. We just assume the Nets are going to piece it all together. It's just going to work. Put them on the court. I don't know if the hamstring that Harden has battled, that injury, is going to come back. I don't know if Kawhi goes AWOL. I don't know if Kevin Durant stays healthy and able to play in all these games. But now you have to play in these games. This isn't, hey, I can take a week off. This doesn't matter. Who cares if we're the number two seed in the East? Now you have to play in these games. And you have to play hard in these games. Because it's not like you're going to be blowing teams out on a nightly basis. It's playoff basketball. And the same can be said about the Lakers. I'm not rubber stamping them into, you know, the first round matchup here. This will probably be difficult for them. But assuming LeBron James's ankle is going to be fine, anybody who's had a high ankle sprain, anybody who's had that injury, who plays basketball, understands it's not going away this year. It'll still be there. And all it's going to take is if he tweaks that ankle, then what? Are they still dangerous enough without LeBron James? Or how much do you get out of LeBron James? I mean, those are the things that I would be factoring in right now. And getting the band back together to be able to play at a high level. So you have the play-in game with Golden State and the Lakers coming up tomorrow night. You have play-in games tonight. And I think the interesting team to keep an eye on is the Boston Celtics. Because Boston, it felt like there was the evolution of they're just going to take that next step. They're going to be the team to beat in the East. That's not the case. They underachieved. And now you face a Washington team that is overachieving and has two very, very dangerous players here. Hornets, I'm fascinated to watch them as well. Pacers, not as much. But the big play-in game will be Golden State versus the Lakers. Your phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. McLovin, your poll question today that we're going with.
Hour one was, should the NBA keep the play-in tournament? 55% said yes. I think we should go with this MVP poll since voting just ended last night. See what the people say.
Okay.
Now, can I share my rant on the MVP?
Okay, you may.
So I don't like the fact that you can pick an NBA MVP who will then lose in the first round of the playoffs, possibly. I just think it's a bad look. And then the voters will hold that against that player forever. And it just seems to be happening a lot. Like, I looked at the last few MVPs, like Russell Westbrook, who else? Harden. Like, these guys aren't the real MVPs. Like, LeBron and Steph Curry and those guys are the MVPs. Like, there's two different sets.
Okay, but they have a playoff MVP and they have a regular season MVP.
Nobody remembers it's a finals MVP, right? Or something. Yeah. Nobody remembers that.
If you said I could win the regular season MVP or I could win the finals MVP, I'll take the finals MVP. Because I won a title.
You did, but then there's Andre Iguodala and Cedric Maxwell. There's a lot of...
And they won titles.
They're finals MVPs, but it's not the same.
But you win a title.
That's cool.
I don't know how important... I think LeBron winning the MVP this year was really important for him. And then he got hurt. I think he wanted to play in every game. I think he wanted to say, I don't need load management. I want to be the MVP. I want to be... And he might have been the oldest MVP in NBA history. I don't know. It's somewhere between him and Kareem. Yeah, Paul.
I've got the list of NBA Finals MVPs. There's not many non-Hall of Famers on the list. Going back, like you said, Andre Iguodala, 14-15 for Golden State. He won. He's not going to the Hall of Fame. Maybe. After this year, I wouldn't say that. I'm not kidding. You have to go back to Chauncey Billups. He's not sniffing the Hall of Fame, but he was MVP for the Pistons.
Yeah.
Joe Dumars, very good player. Cedric Maxwell for the Celtics might be the least Hall of Famish player to ever win the MVP.
Yeah, Seton.
Normally, we don't really take 7 or 8 seeds very seriously.
No.
In the NBA playoffs. Right? But is the play-in tournament making it feel like they have a better chance this year? Or is it the fact that the Lakers and the Warriors could end up being 7 and 8 seeds? You know, because they're traditionally great teams, but normally if it was a 7 or 8 seed, it'd be like, all right, well, they're going to bow out in the first round.
Well, I don't think Golden State can do any real damage. If let's say they would get into the actual playoffs. I don't think they're good enough, but we know the Lakers are. I just think it's because the Lakers are here, and you have Steph playing at a high level, and, you know, can he score? Can he be like he was at Davidson? In March Madness, where he's knocking off all these teams, nearly knocked off Kansas to go to the Elite Eight, you know, beating Gonzaga. Can he do that to LeBron and company? And the answer is yes, he can. But the question is, how consistent, you know, can his teammates be? But he does have that ability. And I guess Golden State, you know, you give them a slight chance here. Yes, he.
Right, because not all of these seeds are created equally. It feels like the Celtics are a better seed than where they are.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think this. Do you think that this is a year then that the playoffs, you see more surprises than normal? in terms of seeding?
Well, I think if you look at the winning percentages of home teams this year was the lowest in NBA history. For whatever reason that is, maybe there's more resting, load management, still didn't have crowds there, but you had the lowest winning percentages of the home teams in NBA history. Yes, do I expect surprises? I do. But I still think we look at Denver and we go, nice regular season story. The Suns, nice regular season story. Portland, all right, came back at the end of the year. They won 42 games. All right, nice regular seasons. Like, how many teams do you look at and you go, they're going to do damage in the postseason? The Nets, the Lakers. Are you sold on the Clippers? The Clippers wanted to avoid the Lakers. They did everything they could to avoid the Lakers. Does that say something about the Clippers? Like, if you're the Clippers, don't you want the Lakers early? I would. I'd be like, let me get them now. But they did everything they could to avoid them. In the East, are we sold on Philadelphia? We were at the beginning of the year. Is Milwaukee more dangerous because we're not talking about Milwaukee? Can Miami be like Miami last year? Are the Nets going to be healthy? You have a lot of questions going into the postseason, but how many teams do you really think have a chance to play for the title this year? Yeah, Paul.
But I keep going back to the Jazz, and we talked about the Jazz earlier in the year. They're 52-20, best record in the league. They've outscored their opponents. Their win differential is plus 9.2. They win the average game by 9.2. The next best in the league is the Clippers at 6. And they're by far the best team on the court this year. But I think that my theory on the Jazz is they don't have one star to pin the team on, one star that plays nationally to focus on. They've got some good players, Mitchell and Gobert, but they don't have a star that...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they can't be good in the playoffs.
Nobody thinks they will.
I know, but that's because they don't do well.
Yeah.
It's not like, boy, if they had a marquee player and everybody knew Donovan Mitchell, boy, they'd be a real threat. They got a... Conley's an all-star. The Stifle Tower, you got Mitchell. Like, they have good players. They've been together, play well, shoot the three. Great uniforms.
Nice.
But that doesn't mean, wow, if I only knew who those players were, I'd give them a better chance. No, it doesn't work that way in the postseason. Yes, McLovin.
It's funny. I pulled up the standings, and it's amazing how close the 1 through 8 all are, because it's a shortened season, too,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like, the Sixers have 49 wins, and the number 6 seed, the Heat, have 40 wins. They're kind of the same, not quite the same team, and the Lakers are not that far behind the Jazz, either.
I do wonder about this with Steph Curry and LeBron James, that LeBron came out and said he's our league MVP. It just feels like there's, like, LeBron is seeing other players behind, Melo and Chris Paul's back. Like, he's got, he's got some, secret buddies. He might be courting Steph Curry. Like, just a feeling I have, if you don't resign there, might want to join us. I don't know, have some fun. It just feels like there's a little more there with LeBron and Steph Curry. Kind of flirting with him a little bit. Just a little bit. Hey, little buddy. Yes, Eaton. What do you think?
That's right. It's a far cry from they got a little chippy in some of those playoff.
I don't know. Just feels like maybe, some verbal bouquets there. I don't think it's going to be Isaiah and Magic kissing before opening tip, but I don't know. Yeah, Paul.
Klay Thompson was in that boat a few years ago. Remember, his contract was over before he was injured.
Yeah,
he's destined to be a Laker. Yeah. His dad was a Laker.
Yeah.
Felt like Klay was coming south.
Yeah, McLovin.
But why do you assume that they're going to L.A.? I mean, LeBron's already conquered Hollywood. How do you know he has to have some tech startups in mind? He might be headed to the Bay Area. Both have attractive options.
I think Steph might come down the coast. That if he doesn't sign this extension, I just throw it out there,
to the Clippers.
Yo, Jared Dudley, the seldom used Laker guard, had something to say about teams not wanting to play the Lakers.
I do think it was funny. You see a lot of teams, as you would say, managing their these last couple games of trying to avoid us and stuff like that. It's funny to see that, but for us, it's going to be a challenge of whatever team you play, because between Jokic, the Clippers, you have obviously Chris Paul. But man, we're up for it, man. We're the defending champs. They got to worry about us, and we're getting healthy at the right time, and no one wants to see a healthy Laker team.
I always like that guy who doesn't play, but he's got something to say. Yeah,
he'll probably pick a fight somewhere in the game too. And you're like, dude, Dudley, come on, man.
Yeah, yes, Paul.
You want no part of his 0.5 points per game and 1.8 rebounds this year, Dan. He's ready for a breakout game.
Did Draymond Green average more assists than points this year? Could you check that? For some reason, I thought that. And I'm wondering the last time somebody averaged more assists than points. Yes, Paulie?
Draymond averaged 7 points per game, 8.9 assists, 7.1 rebounds. I think you'd have to go back to Doug Gottlieb at Oklahoma State. More assists than points. No offense.
When's the last time you had an NBA player average more assists than points? And Draymond's played well. Like, he is, when everybody is healthy and that is a full team, then you can see Draymond's greatness. You don't see it on a nightly basis now, but when they're playing at a high level, then you see the value of Draymond Green. Yeah, point.
My guess was Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
Early in his career, he had seasons where he had 10.6 points per game, 11.2 assists.
Okay.
He had a season where it was 11.8 points, 11.8 assists. It was even. But he had a couple of those seasons.
All right, good. Yeah, I didn't know. You know, it's such a statistical anomaly how often that's happened. Yes, McLevin.
Jay Kidd was real close one season. He had 10.1 assists and 10.8 points, and then he was a 10.4 and 11.1. So he was right about an even mark.
What's the most assist averaged in a season? Like 14?
Do you guys want to guess?
Yeah, like who do you think it is? I'm curious.
I'm guessing Stockton. I don't know. Magic always seemed like he was 19 points and 11 assists. Just felt like those were, you just plugged in those numbers, and then of course he got to the postseason and then those numbers changed dramatically. I'm thinking Stockton would probably be the guy. Like, how about 14.2 assists per game? Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, I'm double checking the actual number for the most assists in the season. John Stockton once had 14.5 assists.
Ooh.
And that season, he averaged 17 points per game.
Yeah.
Stockton has 8 of the top 10 assist seasons. The other people in there are like Isaiah Thomas, who's awesome. Kevin Porter, Kevin Johnson, Magic is in their bunch.
Yeah, Kevin Porter had like a 28 or 30 assist game one time. I think Scott Skiles had one of those games too. Kevin Porter, he could play a little bit. You know, he was fun. He was good. He had a window there where he's pretty good. Yeah, McLevin.
Yeah, I remember that Skiles, that was a 30 assist game. That was he was a spicy player. Oh. He was just so unusual.
One of my favorite Scott Skiles stories is during the NCAA tournament, he's playing against Georgetown. And he played at Michigan State. He had those socks all the way up to his knees. And Skiles is over by John Thompson. He's over by the Georgetown bench. And he turns to John Thompson to say, get somebody out here who can guard me. And I thought, that's Scott Skiles. You're saying that to John Thompson. Hey, get somebody out here who can guard me. Yeah, Paul.
I'm double checking on this, but I'm doing a deep dive on John Stockton.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever had a triple-double in his career. He had 9 rebounds 5 times. Mm. He had 9 steals 5 times. He never had 10 blocks, surprisingly.
Overrated.
But his career high in points is 34. His career high in assists is 28 a game. Yeah. Jesus. I'm pretty sure John Stockton never had a triple-double. He almost had it a bunch of time with steals.
Yeah, that was always an underrated part of Stockton, that he was always up there. Well, he's the career leader in steals, I think, in NBA history.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't think he has a triple-double in his career.
Yeah, all right.
No offense.
We'll take a break here. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. What else do I want to bring up here? Anything else that I'm... we mentioned Albert Pujols making his Dodgers debut, NBA Tonight. Hornets, Pacers, Wizards, Celtics. Mannix will join us in an hour from now. We'll take a break and coming back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. What do I have here, Seton? Do I have the Discover card?
You sure do, Dan.
Okay. Because it's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. That's amazing. In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. When it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I figure he's going to win the MVP. We should know how to pronounce his name. Nikola Jokic, or is it? And then Nikola Vucevic, He and Nikola Jokic were together, and this is from the All-Star Weekend in 2019. They were trying to help us pronounce their names.
Nikola, we're both Nikolas.
You're both Nikolas.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
So we've been mispronouncing his name for years.
Yeah, Nikola is not his name, no.
It's not Nikola.
No, it's not. Definitely not Nikola. It's Nikola.
Vucevic says we have been mispronouncing your name all along. It is not Nikola. It's Nikola.
It's Nikola.
Wait.
Nikola. You dress faster. That's Nikola.
Nikola.
Yeah.
Like the coffee.
Not Nikola. He doesn't know. This guy doesn't care.
I don't care. I just don't care because I don't want to, like, try to fix you guys.
Okay. I don't know if we learned anything.
That cleared up nothing.
Yes. Because he says it's not Nikola. And then Jokic says it's Nikola.
It's not Nikola. It's Nikola. That seems pretty clear to me, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me hear it again.
Nikola, we're both Nikolas.
You're both Nikolas.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
So we've been mispronouncing his name for years.
Yeah, Nikola is not his name, no.
It's not Nikola.
No, it's not. Definitely not Nikola. It's Nikola.
Vucevic says we have been mispronouncing your name all along. It is not Nikola. It's Nikola.
It's Nikola. Nikola. That's faster. That's Nikola.
Nikola.
Yeah.
Not Nikola. He doesn't know. This guy doesn't care.
I don't care. I just don't care because I don't want to, like, try to fix you guys.
Yeah, we're told it's not Nikola. No, it's Nikola.
No, it's not Nikola. It's Nikola.
Nikola.
Nikola. Right.
So we didn't learn anything. Kyle in California, what do you have for me, Kyle?
CT, I know we're concerned about LeBron's ankle. Mm-hmm. Solomon Hill, I don't know what he was doing diving into it. LeBron's still upset. I'm still upset about it. It's shaping up really well for him, though. Nuggets and Clippers both avoiding the Lakers. That way, Lakers get to see the Suns, who they match up with very well. Then they get Nuggets, Blazers, cake. And then Jazz or Clippers in the finals. I'm just waiting to hear if Mannix picks the Lakers. Then I know they're dead.
Well, Mannix joins us in an hour from now. Thank you, Kyle. Great to hear from you. Joe in Orlando. Joe, what do you have for me today?
Dan, I just wanted to say I appreciate you for pointing something out for me. Does anybody realize who LeBron's point guard was for the All-Star weekend? And I think everybody might have forgot that. Out as far as LeBron trying to recruit Steph. I think you're right as far as there being something more to this. LeBron also said that he felt like he might have felt there was doubt that he'd resign with Golden State due to them not being able to compete. If the Lakers win it this year, who really could compete with them, especially with the talent that will be in the free agency, being that Lonzo is also recruited by, is represented by Clutch. Do you think it's possible he could go back?
Oh, I don't know. I don't see that happening. I think they moved on from the Ball family. But the Steph thing, I don't know. Just, it feels like LeBron is always recruiting. Like, there's always, you know, something going on. And, you know, I just thought it was interesting that he said, if they weren't playing the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, would LeBron have said that Steph is clearly the MVP? Because his good buddy is Chris Paul, who's had a MVP-like season. The Joker has played more consistent than anybody else this season. Start to finish, played in all the games. If they were playing Denver, would he have said the Joker? If when they play Phoenix, will he change his MVP vote and say, you know, Chris Paul, clearly the MVP? Yeah, Paul.
Going back to where will LeBron play next, which is wild that we're even talking about that, I still believe that he'll play one more year on whatever team his son's on. I don't know where he's going to join. I think his son is a sophomore in high school, Bronny James.
Yeah,
so that means he would be in the draft 2 years and 2 months from now.
I don't know how good he is.
It's hard to say. If you look at, like, recruiting profiles, he's got, you know, obviously offers from everybody because who knows?
I've watched his team play, and he hasn't struck me as the best player on the floor. Now, that doesn't mean he's not developing, and maybe he's unselfish, a pass-first guy. But, I mean, maybe LeBron holds out, you know, that he'll play. That'll be his last season and get a chance to play on the same team with his son. Yes, McLeod.
I can't imagine a team with LeBron and Steph Curry. Like, Curry will be 34 or whatever, LeBron older. Because when you have Curry, everyone has to step up their defense to cover up for Curry. And LeBron's not going to have energy to play that kind of defense. It just feels like an odd team in a sense. I mean, when LeBron wants to play defense, he's the best. But that's an old backcourt.
Well, how much defense do you think the Nets play?
Well, none, and it might be a problem.
But I'm just saying that all of a sudden, now we're focusing on defense. Who's going to stop them?
They're going to be 38 and 34.
Yeah. Nobody takes care of themselves like LeBron does. Steph only has to go from the three-point line here at this end to the three-point line at the other end. That's it. He didn't have to go all the way in. Doesn't have to get in the paint, have to go after loose balls or anything. Yes, he.
But is that kind of like super mega team if Steph Curry was to join AD and LeBron in Los Angeles? Is that just a reaction to the Nets? When you're looking east and you see those three guys, you're like, dang, we need somebody else here.
I don't know if, let's say the Nets win. How does the rest of the NBA react if the Nets win the title? That's what I would be curious about. Because Steph might go, Klay's coming back. I got Draymond. James Wiseman is, you know, he's okay. Do I have a chance to win another championship? And how important is that to him? And then LeBron might go, okay, I got AD, but man, I need a little bit more help. I thought Schroeder, I thought the offseason acquisitions that this was going to be different. And then he might realize we're not going to be able to beat that team. Yeah, Paulie.
If the Nets win the title this year, it is going to crush the load management fight by the NBA. Because next year, they'll each play 50 games. They'll just rotate. Like, you do a stretch of 20, I'll do a stretch of 20, and it'll be a complete load management franchise. And they'll say, like, look, what do the fans care? As long as we're in the finals. If they win, it'll be proved out. Because I think a lot of their guys are being cautious.
I mentioned Draymond Green. Like, how, I don't know how often this happens. How common is it that you average more assists than points? Minimum of at least 40 games in a season. Matthew Dellavedova averaged 3.2 points, or 3.2 assists, 3.1 points. So he technically gets in. Jose Calderon, 2.3 points, 2.3 assists. Kendall Marshall in 2013 averaged 8.8 assists, 8.0 points per game. Yeah, but I'm talking about high-end players here. By the way, the most regular season games without a triple-double since John Stockton's first season, which was 1984. Stockton is tops with 1,500 games. Second is Kevin Willis, Clifford Robinson, Jamal Crawford, and Derek Fisher.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Kevin in Seattle joins us. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 5'11", a dad bod, 220. I just wanted to see if you could do a Bill Belichick negative stat of the day. I think that would be great.
Okay.
And everything's fine in Seattle, by the way, since Aaron Rodgers thing came out. Russ, everything's good to go.
Okay.
We don't even talk about it anymore.
No, thank you, Kevin. I don't have a Bill Belichick stat of the day.
But if he did do one, it would probably be something like that. A bit of a downer.
When I face rookie quarterbacks, I'm undefeated. So I'm probably not going to start a rookie quarterback this season. We're on to Cincinnati. Was he doing that comedian?
Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright before Stephen Wright? Or after Stephen Wright?
Stephen Wright's from the Northeast.
Isn't he from New England?
Yep. I think Stephen Wright was first as far as, like, he was a pretty famous comedian before Bill was
okay.
A head coach.
Do you think Bill is working on his... Do we have any Stephen Wright? Could we find any Stephen Wright? Yes, Todd.
I think he definitely stole it from Stephen Wright. I bought some batteries, but they weren't included. So I had to buy them again. It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
Do I have any actual Stephen Wright?
We do. I just don't know if it's all clean or not. So, I mean, we could wing it if you want.
Let's wing it.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah.
This is called Just for Laughs 1995.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
You know, I was going to do that. So I get off the plane and I forgot to undo my seatbelt and I'm pulling the plane through the terminal. And the wings are knocking people over. And then I almost broke both my arms trying to hold open a revolving door for a woman. Then I tried to hang myself with bungee cord. Kept almost dying. And then I went into a store and I tried to buy something to put underneath the coasters.
Look forward to working with him.
You know,
he's a smart kid.
All righty.
He's been in a system that's, you know, similar to ours. We've had a lot of good conversations with him. I think he'll be able to process the offense. It's obviously going to take a lot of time.
So I'm driving down the street, and there's a guy hitchhiking. I figure I'll go back and pick him up. So before I back up, I put a tape in. I had a tape of that noise that trucks make when they back up.
All right. You know, he starts out slow. You know, maybe it gets a little better there towards the end.
He might be a better highlight reel than a full special.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
It's a gutsy choice as a comedian. I'm going to be droll and quiet. Yeah. The words are barely getting out of my mouth.
I remember seeing Stephen Wright in New Jersey, Atlantic City, but he was coming out of a casino, and I immediately did a Stephen Wright impersonation to him. I said, "Hey, Stephen, how are you?" and I couldn't believe I did it because, you know, he has his wild hair. He did back then, and I go, "Hey, Stephen, how are you?"
His face looks like it's just barely hanging on his body, sort of like drooping down.
It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
Yeah. What was the one line? I was born cesarean section, so I don't leave the house through the front door. I go out the window.
I once got a job at a fire hydrant factory. It was a great gig, but there was nowhere to park. Something like that. There was nowhere to park.
Is he still doing stand-up?
It's much, much more morose now. Like, it's actually gotten worse. Like, as he gets old and crotchety. Because he was like 27 in that video.
He was old and crotchety at 27. Yeah. Let me ask our resident comedian. McLovin, do you know if Steven...
Wow. And there it is.
I just went down an 80s comedian.
Yeah.
YouTube. Did you guys... Who would you rather have? Sam Kinison?
Yes.
Stephen Wright?
Yes.
How about Yakov Smirnoff?
No. Sam Kinison.
For a weekend.
Oh, that's your guy. Okay, your wheelhouse.
Well, I just know that there was nobody like him. Like, that was where it was a tour de force. And comedians will talk about that you did not want to follow Sam Kinison. Like, there's certain comedians you don't want to follow. You didn't want to follow Sam.
A lot of energy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Paulie.
I think it's maybe late 80s, there was a thing called Roddy Dangerfield's Young Comedian Special. And it was a big thing on HBO. He'd do it once a year. And he would introduce a new comedian. And Sam Kinison, when he comes out on stage, he's kind of wonky looking. He's got this beret and the big tweed coat. And the first, like, 30, 40 seconds of his act, he's talking like this. Like, there's nothing. He's, like, setting up the whole screen. Yeah. He's setting up the whole screaming bit. And then he hits you with a hammer. And it was fascinating.
Yes, Paul. Or yes, Tom.
He'd say there's people in the desert going hungry. He's like, that's because they live in the sand. What is it going to be 100 years from now? Sand! It's going to be sand! Go where the food is! Oh!
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yes, McLovin. What?
I can't do any of these Yakov Smirnoff jokes. Yeah. I'm just going to make a pitch for them. They're a little on PC. But the Soviet Russia jokes don't really last as from 1984.
He had a good run, though.
Yeah.
Then he started, like, he did commercials, too.
Détente really hurt his act, though.
Yeah.
And the country started getting along and doing trade packs.
Yeah. Like now he could come back and probably have a couple of good lines. Is Jakub Smirnoff still alive?
I remember in comedy too, then Seinfeld came along and everybody sounded like Seinfeld. Like, what's the deal with this? What's the deal with that?
Observational humor.
Yes. Yeah. But George Carlin gave you observational humor before Jerry Seinfeld. Like, Carlin's there on the Mount Rushmore.
He's the best.
He gave you so many things where you never things you didn't think about or think you needed to think about, and then he gave you a couple of those stories. Yeah, McLovin.
And they talk about Richard Pryor like a rock and roll star, too.
But even Eddie, when Eddie Murphy did Raw, that was one of those where that was different. That was like a true concert feel for a stand-up comedian. Yeah, Paulie.
Yakov Smirnoff, the comedian, retired basically in 2006, got a master's degree and teaches classes at different universities.
What? Is Carrot Top still doing what Carrot Top does? And Gallagher? Is Gallagher still alive?
Ooh, like career-wise or life-wise?
Life-wise. Oh. But I remember seeing Carrot Top in Los Angeles at a club, and he wanted to do a SportsCenter commercial. He's like, you got to put me in a SportsCenter commercial. And I think he did get in a SportsCenter commercial. Yes, Todd.
What do you think about comedians with props? I know I could have used a lot of help on a few of my stints to do anything other than the actual content of the comedy. Is that like true?
I don't know if you should be doing this.
I'm throwing it out to the group. Is that full comedy instead of like, is that your act has a lot to do with weird gadgets and things? Is
you
that
make like- Carrot Top look like Richard Pryor.
if it's funny, then yeah, I'm okay with it. All I want to do is laugh. I don't go, you know what? Technically, he's not really telling a joke. Gallagher had a good run. You know, how many times can you smash a watermelon? I don't know. Have we found out? Carrot Top, same way. I mean, not a steady diet of that, but you know, I got it. By the way, Carrot Top got jacked. Remember when he just all of a sudden was like, whoa. Carrot Top is yoked. Yes, he.
It's somehow that he got less funny.
Yes, I don't know what that is.
At the same time.
Yeah.
He's like carrot juiced.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
No, that is passable.
All right, passable.
I'm going to let that one get by the goalie.
I'll take a pass.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back right after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Home court advantage wasn't really a thing during the NBA's regular season. Home teams barely had an advantage, in part because of smaller crowd size. But that's changing by the day. Teams are announcing their audience capacity for the playoff games, and it seems like we're getting closer to packed houses. And if teams approach their policies with common sense and the appropriate safety measures, then it'll be great to have everybody back. Fans are a large part of that playoff experience and that true home court advantage. On top of the court, did you realize that the Lakers were the first team that kept the lights on down low to let you see the people who were there at a game? It had never been done before. I grew up watching a Celtics game on a Sunday afternoon, and they'd be playing the 76ers. And the court was the stage. So the court was lit beautifully, that parquet floor, and you couldn't see anything around it. So the floor stood out even more. Now when you watch a game, it's everything's illuminated. But the Lakers were the first team to do that many, many, many years ago, decades ago, because they wanted to let you know who was there at the game. Yeah, Paulie.
I've never sat courtside during an NBA game. Is it good? I know it's great from hearing things and seeing like the interaction maybe so, but is it a good to view a basketball game or is it too low?
I think I've only done it twice. I found it harder to follow, depending on where you're seated, because you could be at one end and then you're not seeing everything at the other end. But when that action's right in front of you, when you can reach out and touch somebody, it's just a unique experience. I go back to when I was in the end zone for the Super Bowl between the Patriots and Seattle when Malcolm Butler had the interception. I'm right under the goalpost. And you might recall after that, you know, the Patriots got the ball back at the 1 yard line. And then there was not an altercation, but close to it. I think Bruce Irvin and Rob Gronkowski were kind of going back at each other in the end zone. And they're like 3 feet away from me. And it was one of those kind of surreal moments that it's right there happening to you instead of in a press box or you're watching on TV. Yes, Eden.
I remember when we were cheerleaders at the Houston game, and we were standing right down close to the basket, like one of the ends, and we were right under the hoop. And you really got a sense for just how physical the game is. Like, I remember, Andrew, I think we talked about it. Like, I never played basketball like that. You know, like with like your full body, like they were like grown men just smashing each other. Like, dang.
Like, well, football.
You had Houston against Central Florida. Taco Falls was out there.
Yeah.
And it, you know, you see somebody who looks tall on TV, and then you see them when they come on the court. I was at Manute Bol's debut as a player. It was a preseason game in Washington, D.C., and he came out on the floor and had his warm-ups on. It was, at first I thought there was a guy on stilts, and he had like warm-up, he was like a mascot or something, and I realized that was Manute Bol going out there, and you'd just never seen somebody that tall at 7'6" or whatever he was. Yeah, McLovin.
What about Sean Bradley when you first saw him? He was gigantic.
Yeah,
right?
He was 7'6".
And Yao, I've never seen Yao in person.
Yao might be the largest man on the planet. And that includes Shaq. I mean, Yao's a big guy. And his head is big. He's got big legs. He's a big, big, big man. Mark Eaton was another one. But he wasn't like huge. He was just tall. But yeah, you're around these guys and you go, oh my God. Like, I couldn't imagine going to the hoop against a guy like, you know, who's 7'7 or 7'6. George Murison. Remember George? Like, he came in to do a SportsCenter commercial, and he was a delight to be around. Very playful. Yeah, Paul.
Years ago, we were at the Rose Bowl doing sidelines, and Bryant McKinney was a star offensive tackle for the Miami Hurricanes. He had to be 6'8",
yeah.
330. I think that's what he's listed.
Yeah.
They called him, he was gigantic. Shaq was on the sidelines. McKinney went up and said hello to Shaq, and we were all standing there watching, and Bryant McKinney looked small for probably the first time in his adult life.
Yeah. Well, you think about somebody who's big in football. Man, he's 6'4". And? That's a shooting guard in the NBA. Man, that guy, you know, Jonathan Ogden is 6'8". Okay. Like Rick Mahorn was that kind of size. Jeff Rulin. But these guys who, when you see big, there's basketball big, and then it feels like there's every, you know, baseball, man, he's a big power hitter. He's 6'2", about 220. Okay. But it seems like, man, that guy's big in baseball. Yeah, Seton.
This says the average height and weight of an offensive tackle is 6'5", 314. 314 is a big dude.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when it's 6'5", 314.
Yeah. Coming up, Chris Mannix reveals his MVP ballot. We have a former GM, a Hall of Fame general manager, who says the NFL is full of diva quarterbacks. You want to hear that? Coming up. One more item, close out the second hour. Feels like it's a job looking for a job. All the time that you take to fill out applications, you don't hear back from somebody, don't know if they got your application, got lost in an abyss of applicants. You're searching for a job, and yes, it is a full-time job doing that. We want to take the stress out of that. That's what ZipRecruiter does. They know the general experience of looking for a job, and it sucks. That's why they figured it out. They make it unsucky. When you sign up at ZipRecruiter.com, you create a free profile, then you get matched with great jobs, plus a lot more. ZipRecruiter will proactively pitch your profile to employers whose job matches your experience. Unlike the other job sites, an actual person for the company really likes what they see. They can actually personally invite you to apply for the job. All it takes is just one click. It's that easy. The number one job-rated site in the United States. ZipRecruiter.com. Sign up now for free. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter. Let it work for you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.